Hello, and welcome to A-Level Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most powerful topics in A-Level Mathematics, vectors. Whether you're just starting out or revising for your OCR exams, this episode will give you the clarity and confidence you need to tackle any vectors question. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore the core concepts, unpack common exam pitfalls, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your understanding. So grab your pen and paper, and let's get started. Let's begin with the fundamentals. What exactly is a vector? Unlike a scalar, which only has magnitude, think temperature or mass, a vector has both magnitude and direction. This makes vectors incredibly useful for representing quantities like displacement, velocity, and force. In your OCR A-level course, you'll work with vectors in both 2 and 3 dimensions. Now, there are two main ways to write vectors, and you need to be fluent in both. The first is column vector notation. For example, a vector might be written as a column with components 3, negative 2, and 5. This tells us the vector moves 3 units in the x direction, negative 2 in the y direction, and 5 in the z direction. The second notation uses unit vectors I, j, and k. These represent 1 unit along the x, y, and z axes respectively. So our same vector becomes 3i minus 2j plus 5k. Both notations are equivalent, and examiners expect you to switch between them confidently. Let's talk about position vectors versus displacement vectors. This is where many candidates lose marks. A position vector describes the location of a point relative to the origin. If point A has position vector A, that's the vector from the origin O to point A. But what if we want the vector from A to B? That's a displacement vector. And here's the key formula. The displacement vector AB equals B minus A. Notice the order. It's the position vector of the endpoint minus the position vector of the starting point. A common mistake is writing a minus b, which actually gives you the vector from b to a, the opposite direction. Vector operations are the bread and butter of this topic. Addition is straightforward. You add corresponding components. If you're adding 2i plus 3j and 4i minus j, you get 6i plus 2j. Subtraction works the same way. Scalar multiplication is where you multiply every component by a scalar. If you multiply the vector 2i plus 3j by 3, you get 6i plus 9j. Notice that scalar multiplication changes the magnitude but keeps the direction the same, unless the scalar is negative, in which case the direction reverses. Now let's tackle magnitude. The magnitude of a vector is its length, and we calculate it using Pythagoras' theorem extended into 3 dimensions. For a vector with components a, b, and c, the magnitude is the square root of a squared plus b squared plus c squared. This is crucial for mechanics questions where you need to find speed from a velocity vector. Remember, speed is a scalar, so you must calculate the magnitude and not leave your answer as a vector. One of the most challenging applications is proving collinearity, showing that 3 points lie on the same straight line. Here's the method that earns full marks. First, find the displacement vectors between the points, say AB and BC. Then show that one is a scalar multiple of the other. AB equals lambda times BC for some scalar lambda. This proves the vectors are parallel. But that's not enough. You must explicitly state that the vectors share a common point, in this case, point B. Only then can you conclude that A, B, and C are collinear. Missing that final statement costs you the reasoning mark. Let's talk exam technique. OCR typically allocates 1 minute per mark, so a 6-mark vectors question should take about 6 to 7 minutes. Don't rush, but don't linger either. Pay close attention to command words. State means give a brief factual answer, no working needed. Calculate requires full working, the correct formula, and units if applicable. Show that questions demand every step shown clearly, even if the answer is given. And prove questions, like collinearity, require rigorous logical reasoning with a clear conclusion. Here are the top mistakes candidates make. First, notation errors. In handwriting, you must underline vectors or draw arrows above them. Without this, examiners can't tell if you mean a vector or a scalar, and you'll lose marks. Second, confusing position and displacement vectors. Always double-check, is it B minus A or A minus B? Third, assuming vectors are parallel without proving it algebraically. You must show one is a scalar multiple of the other. And fourth, forgetting to square root when calculating magnitude. The magnitude is not just the sum of the squares. You must take the square root. For mechanics applications, remember that vectors can represent velocity and acceleration. If you're asked for speed, calculate the magnitude of the velocity vector. And when applying Newton's second law in vector form, F equals MA, make sure your force and acceleration are both vectors. Time to test yourself. I'll ask three questions. Pause the podcast after each one to answer, then unpause for the solution. Question one. If point A has position vector 2, I plus 3j, and point B has position vector 5, I minus j, what is the displacement vector AB? Answer, AB equals B minus A, which is 5i minus j minus the quantity 2i plus 3j, giving us 3i minus 4j. Question 2. What is the magnitude of the vector 3i minus 4j plus 12k? Answer, magnitude equals the square root of 3 squared plus negative 4 squared plus 12 squared, which is the square root of 9 plus 16 plus 144, equals the square root of 169, which is 13. Question 3. To prove 3 points are collinear, what 2 things must you show? Answer. You must show that the displacement vectors are parallel, one is a scalar multiple of the other, and that they share a common point. Brilliant work. Let's recap the essentials. Vectors have magnitude and direction. You can write them as column vectors or using IJK notation. Displacement vectors are calculated as endpoint minus starting point. Magnitude uses Pythagoras in 3D. And to prove collinearity, show vectors are parallel and share a common point. Remember, vectors connect pure maths and mechanics, so mastering this topic pays dividends across your entire A level. Practice switching between notations, double-check your vector arithmetic, and always write clear, logical conclusions in proof questions. Thank you so much for listening to A-Level Maths Mastery. Keep practicing, stay curious, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck with your studies!